You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
Dr. Michelle Cohen, your straight talk doc, and you are on the couch. Welcome. Do you ever wonder why so many celebrities are seemingly out of control? Crazy? Mentally unstable? I mean, we hear about it all the time. Well, maybe it's because of the incredible pressure that they have to deal with. From all of a sudden realizing that they are famous. Sometimes what I think is maybe their conscious mind hasn't really caught up to their subconscious feelings that they may have of themselves, right? That subconscious thoughts deeply buried that we are victims, that we are, you know, somehow problematic people. You know, when we're little, we get a lot of messages from bad childhoods. Whether they are abusive or whether we have neglectful parents. You know, many celebrities, if they have these upbringings, may feel like they are still unlovable, unworthy, undeserving. And here they are with the fame and the money and the paparazzi and the fans. No privacy whatsoever. Here it is. All of a sudden, boom, how can our conscious mind readjust to the subconscious beliefs that we are not worthy? And I think this happens with a lot of celebrities out there. And today we're going to be talking about some of the celebrities that came up in the news this week and last week. Some of their latest announcements, criminal convictions, and of course, lawsuits going on. I'm going to try to break it down for you. And figure out why these people act the way they do. And I'd love your input, as always. You can give me a call here live on the air at 323-203-0815. Right here in Los Angeles, 323-203-0815. And if you're shy and you don't want to get your voice on the air, feel free to call me at the email here. Yeah, Doc Michelle, D-O-C Michelle. With two L's at AOL.com. DocMichelle@AOL.com. And I take right here your messages, your questions, your responses. And depending on how much time we have, I'll read them on the air and try to answer them for you. So today we're talking about celebrities. I'm also going to be answering some of your questions about certain things that you're dealing with. I'm not going to be your therapist because we don't have a therapeutic relationship, you and I. But what I will do is point out some ideas for you, maybe, dealing with anxiety and stress and some relationship issues and why we do the things we do. Okay? So that's what we'll talk about today. And many more things. Talking about celebrities and mental issues, a lot of problems they face. Something that was really cool that I read about was the first study of celebrity psychology. And you know who it was done by? Yeah, Dr. Drew Pinsky. No, he's the real deal. He knows his stuff. The psychiatrist knows his stuff, and he is an addictionologist. He's a specialist. And he wrote this study in the Journal of Research in Personality. Now, journal articles, by the way, are very well respected. If you're published, in the psychiatric field, or in any field, by the way. You're highly anointed as someone who does your research and can get published. It was, I think it came out like, oh gosh, in the early 2000s. He found out about celebrities, television stars, other kinds of people. And the study really focused on the fact that many of the people in the spotlight have ranked the highest on what's called the narcissistic personality inventory. And Dr. Drew Pinsky pointed out that a lot of the people that are on these reality shows, boy, they hit that personality inventory right on. I mean, they have that personality disorder. And Pinsky is convinced that the producers of a lot of these reality shows and a lot of casting programs select contestants who are going to be like this. Why? It's a no-brainer. You know that. It's because they're dramatic. People love to watch the drama, folks. It's because they're outrageous. Because they make people angry. They make you angry. They get you all stirred up. It's so addictive. What's she gonna do on camera? What's she gonna do today? It's so exciting. So, let me just talk about some of the symptoms of this disorder. They call it a disorder, narcissistic personality, because there's certain traits that are exhibited by people that are consistent. You start to see certain personality traits in a personality disorder kick in around the ages of late adolescence, may see a little earlier adolescence, but the onset is, they say in the DSM, you know, like 18-ish, maybe around there. I mean, it varies according to individual. And it may kick in a little later. You start really seeing the characteristics more and more. But it is certainly a disorder. It doesn't mean they're bad people. I want to point this out very importantly to everyone who's listening to me right now. Any disorder does not mean someone's a bad person. And you say to me, oh yes, but they're such jerks. Narcissists are such hard people to be around. They're so hard to deal with. I can't take them. Or borderline personality disorder, which is in that same cluster B, as we call it, of erratic and dramatic behaviors. Yeah, or the passive-aggressive personality, or the histrionic, the outbursts, and, you know, the one who always has to get all the attention. They're all kind of in the same category. But what I'm trying to tell you here is that they're not bad people, per se. They may exhibit bad behavior and are a pain in the butt to all of us to deal with, especially family members who have folks with these disorders. Oh, woo! But what I'm saying to you is just kind of look at it clinically for a minute, put my glasses on, look through my lenses. I know. But Dr. Michelle, your lenses are so dark. So here we go. Let me share some of you the symptoms of this disorder, as defined by the latest diagnosed and defined by the Diagnostic Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders. It's a mouthful. Knew I'd get it out. Okay, here's the thing with narcissistic personality disorder. The Dr. Drew Pinsky found that many celebrities and reality stars have in narcissism. The people expect constant attention, admiration, and positive reinforcement from others. There's a lot of envy going on. And that's kind of paranoia. It may not be real. Oh, he's just jealous of me. You hear that a lot from people who you think are a little narcissistic? Yeah. They're preoccupied with thoughts and fantasies of great success, power, intelligence. Arrogant attitudes and behaviors, has expectations of special treatment that are unrealistic. Come on, we all want special treatment. We all want a little, kudos our way. But these are off the easy. These are crazy. What else? Let's see here. Yeah, you believe that you're way taking advantage of others because you are special, and it's okay to do so. The thing that really kind of jumps out at me with the narcissistic personality disorder and the borderline and the antisocial and the histrionic and all that, kind of in that cluster B, as we say, of personality disorders that are erratic and dramatic, is the lack of empathy for others. So when someone who has the personality disorder says, oh, I'm sorry, they usually won't say that. Not apologizing for their behaviors or activities or thoughts, but they'll usually say, oh, that's sad, but they don't really mean it. They just lack, there's something, I always say there's like 46 cards in the deck. And the others that aren't there, the missing ones, are about having true empathy and emotion and love for others. They take advantage of others. They think others owe things to them. They have trouble keeping healthy relationships, of course. But they just don't get that little feeling that, damn, that person's really hurting and it makes me sad. I want to reach out to them. Much of the time, that is missing in that personality disorder. So why? You ask me? Well, it's, gosh, when we don't like who we are, let alone love who we are, that's a toughie for many of us. But if we don't like who we are, how can we like others or love others or have empathy for others? How can we do that? Can't do it. So that's why we can't deep down reach into our own hearts and souls and say, I forgive me. I really dig who I am because I'm a nice person and I do care for others and I love my family and I want to give to them and all those good things. Can't do it. It's tough. Very, very tough. Or hit and miss. Okay, so I wanted to go on just, you know, briefly about this particular, like, study and also talk about Dr. Drew's book called The Mirror Effect. That came out about 7 years ago, and it spells out the theory that stars are predisposed to narcissistic personality disorder long before they become famous. Long before. Like I said, start showing up. They're predisposed. That means, you know, genetically sometimes we can inherit that. If we, you know, have parents who may be narcissistic, as we would define them, as I just defined them, or grandma, grandpa, or gee, your aunt so-and-so was, you know, awfully hard to be around because she was so all about herself. You know, you hear about these things a lot. Anyway, so we are genetically predisposed. Sometimes, not always. We're not doomed. We don't necessarily have to inherit some of those genetic traits, but sometimes we are. And, of course, you know, I'll talk a little bit about neglect. You know, trauma is what also, in conjunction with genetics, can cause personality disorders. Abusive families, horribly abusive fathers or mothers or whoever were our caregivers who treated us horribly. That can imprint in our little human brains and make us realize we are unworthy and therefore we have to act out and try to have a sense of entitlement the rest of our lives. These are just some of the ideas that are proposed for why. So it's environmental, it's genetic. And here we go then with celebrities' dysfunctional behaviors, which we're seeing all the time. And it's rewarded by Hollywood and portrayed normal by the press. And I'm guilty because I'm going to be talking about it today. But I'm analyzing it. See, that's where I get off. And as reporting on celebrity behavior gets more ruthless and mean-spirited, Dr. Drew is quoted by saying, quote, "I'm struck by this disconnect between how a celebrity's behavior is portrayed in the media and the very real problems that underlie their actions." You know? And he says, our culture messes up a lot of people who are already predisposed with personality disorders of narcissism by shameless producers, agents, and paparazzi. And he says, you know, the media really doesn't acknowledge that celebrities do have some illness when they're trying to hold them up as role models. So what happens is a lot of people try to emulate their unhealthy behavior, you know, and that's when, especially the younger people, you know, they're so, impressionable. They want to be so much like Britney Spears. Well, we'll be talking about her in a little bit. She's going to Vegas, by the way. So, you know, that's the problem. I mean, the media makes them look, well, the media makes fun of a lot of celebrities indeed. But also what happens is, you know, people are impressionable. They want to be like their star celebrities who they emulate. Everybody wanted to be like, you know, Paris Hilton for a while. Everybody wanted to be Britney Spears. Everybody wants to be, you know, everybody wants to be Miley Cyrus twerking around. What's going on with that? Anyway, that's what we're talking today about. So let's take a look at some of the celebrities in the news this week. Let's analyze what's going on with them. Break it down. Kanye West may be the poster person for narcissistic behavior. Yeah. I love his music. I'm sorry. I think the guy's really good. I'm sorry, I do. You know? Anyway, he's a superstar. He has been used by so many people. You get used. He's tired of it. He's damn tired of it. I'm not defending him. But he's now involved in a criminal case with a paparazzo at LAX. Okay, you heard about videographer Danny Ramos. He's filing two charges against Kanye for criminal battery and attempted grand theft. You can check out the video. Just go on YouTube. Check it out. It's right there. So the LA City Attorney's Office has now filed the two misdemeanor counts. And what happened at the airport on July 19th? Kanye was walking through the airport. Cameraman Ramos approaches him and asks him, "Hey, why can't we," meaning the press, "not talk with you? We were told not to talk with you." Well, that, you know, you were told not to talk with them, so you're not supposed to talk with them. But, I mean, you know, it's called freedom of speech and all that. So he says, "Why can't we talk to you?" Kanye's getting pissed. He's walking. They're following him with the camera. His face is getting more contorted of anger. Kanye's response was, quote, "What you're trying to do is get me in trouble." And then Kanye then accuses Ramos of trying to provoke him for money. Yes, he's paranoid. He's been provoked for money. They want to. All these people want to sell the story and the quote. And he's pissed. So he says, "So I stop off to you and have to pay you like $250,000. And then he lurches towards Ramos, who's saying, no, I do not want to fight with you. He said twice, "I do not want to fight with you." And then, boom! Ramos goes down, and it looks like Kanye pushes him, or just kind of punch pushes him. Ramos goes down. He's on his back. The dude's down if you look in the video. So what's going on is Gloria is representing Mr. Ramos. And like I said, Kanye's now facing criminal battery and attempted grand theft. You know, Gloria's out there. She's always out there in all those cases. She says, "All my client did was exercise his right to free speech. And we're happy that the LA City Attorney was not intimidated by Kanye's fame and fortune. And we're going to hold him to the same standard anyone who's not a celebrity would be held to." And I think this is the problem in a lot of celebrity cases, because they are celebrities. Look at Lindsay Lohan. She gets slapped on the wrist. Okay, house arrest. 6 times in rehab. She's doing better, by the way. Just didn't mean to digress there a bit. But, I mean, come on. We see examples time and time again of celebrities being treated, you know, better than the average Joe or Mary. Because they're celebrities. And that's the way it is. Anyway, so that's what's going on. Kanye has gotten in trouble before. He's, you know, he has a history. He's got a history. And sometimes they don't allow history into, you know, court proceedings or anything, which is, you know, normal. But you look at somebody's behavior. And again, though, defending celebrities, they're really tired of people using them. They're tired of people taking their money. They're tired of, you know, all the drama. They get tired. They want some space. They want some downtime. But you don't punch the paparazzi. Then you're going to have to go to court. And then if you get, you know, somebody like Gloria up against you, then, you know, it's tough, very tough. But Kanye's used to that, and they're used to the drama. So maybe, again, there we go with the narcissistic personality disorder. This is Dr. Michelle, by the way, and I'm your Straight Talk doc. You're on the couch with me, and we're talking about celebrity meltdowns. Why are so many celebrities and folks in the eyes of the press rather narcissistic? Why do they have these personality disorders? Why are they the way they are? Who knows? But the environment certainly gets people crazy, being in the spotlight constantly. It's like that. So, you know, it's really difficult sometimes. Really, really difficult sometimes. All right. Let's look at some other celebrity meltdowns this week. Wasn't really a meltdown. Actually, Britney Spears announced that she's heading to Las Vegas. And good for her. It's a stable gig. She'll have a 16-date residency at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino, which is great. And her show's called Britney, Piece of Me. It's actually affordable. It's not too pricey. It'll debut December 27th, right after the holidays. She says, I'm definitely ready. She's training 5 hours each day. Good for her. Good for her. I don't think Britney really has what's called narcissistic personality disorder, and I can't diagnose someone. Believe me, it's not okay to do. But I think she has a lot of issues. You know, growing up in her home, there was chaos, and of course, again, here you are, this little girl who's slammed all of a sudden with fame. You know, she had that meltdown in 2008. Remember that? Britney shaved her head and was committed to the mental health facility for an evaluation. And she had a really kind of stretch of bizarre and reckless behavior. It's really sad because it cost her the custody of her kids. And then it earned her a court-ordered conservatorship given to her dad. Yeah, her weird antics include, but are not limited to, attacking the paparazzo's car. Remember that, when she attacked the car with an umbrella? She was, like, freaking out. Poor thing. Yeah, she had different wigs and speaking in foreign accents at random. And she was endangering, you know, the safety of her children. We saw her, driving down the street with the baby sitting on her lap, not buckled into a child seat. She was naked in public. Come on. What? And, you know, she has really, you know, come back again, and I'm really happy for her. So I'm not going to go down the dark side of putting her down, but it, you know, She's doing a lot better. And she did have a hospitalization. What a horrible thing to, you know, have the paparazzi shoot you, going and coming from an ambulance, you know, in 4-point restraints for psychiatric evaluation. That sucks. Anyway. Psychiatrists and, you know, specialists who really understand a lot of personality disorders, such as addiction and depression, anxiety, moods, personality disorders like we're talking about. We can inherit these, like I said earlier, from parents, possibly grandparents, and other relatives. There's a little history with Brittany's dad, Jamie. He divorced his first wife a couple of weeks before he married Brittany's mom. He's had a lot of addiction issues, a lot of personality issues. His mother had a history of mental illness. So, you know, there may have been some depression and mental illness back there. And I also think what, you know, kind of messes with a lot of celebrities is drugs. I mean, they want to take some rest. They're doing all-nighters, they're doing tours, and they need some sleep. And then I call it the Elvis sleep-wake syndrome. Got to get up, got to go to, you know, Michael Jackson had that too. We'll be talking about him too in just a little bit. So, anyway, that, you know, that's what's going on and has been going on with her. But she seems to be doing a lot better, and she's got her show, and she's, you know, really working on it. So I'm really proud of her, and got to give her kudos for getting back up again. It's harder than hell to lose your children, especially to Kevin Federline. Holy mackerel. What's that about? So that's the latest with Brittany. What else? You know, even Michael Jackson never deteriorated to the point where he was strapped to a gurney. I'm thinking about that. You know, when he had to go through that trial with the child molestation charges. Speaking about Michael, AEG Live's defense attorneys rested its case day before yesterday. I don't know if you've been following that or not, but, you know, it's been pretty good. They rested the case. And so I would like to give you some of the updates as to what's going on with that case in just a little bit. And what I think psychologically went on with him. And is Conrad Murray guilty? Is AEG guilty of hiring Conrad Murray? And you know, like that. We do have a caller on the line, so let's pull this person up and see. Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Michelle. Who's this?
Hello, Dr. Michelle?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Anthony.
How you doing today, Anthony?
I'm doing great, Doc. I feel so great to be on your show. Thank you for taking my call. This
sure.
is awesome.
Well, it's nice to have you calling in live here. And so you're listening to me
yes.
talk about some of the celebrities. And
yes.
So
well,
you're, yes.
One, Doc, if you could just explain something to me. Kanye West.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about him. Yeah.
Right. This is why I called. I love his music. I think some of the things that he says is not the most influential. The beats are nice. The music is good. He seems like he's got his, you know, shit together.
Yeah.
You know, because he has all the money. He has all the women. You know, super famous. But.
Right.
He just seems excuse my French, but like such an asshole, such an egotistical, narcissistic jerk. And I know that we were talking about that earlier, but I was wondering if you could possibly explain to me why somebody that has it all would have to still compensate with such a low ego.
It's a great question. Do you have any thoughts on that?
That's why I'm calling you, Doc.
All right.
I understand. I understand being a celebrity and having the money, and you think that you know you're on top of the world and you're the coolest guy that's you know the coolest shit that's ever lived.
Yeah.
Excuse my language.
Yeah.
But I just feel like if I was super famous and super rich and could have any girl I wanted and could buy anything I wanted at any time and go anywhere, that I would be nice. I would be excited to people. I would be giving, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I'm a better person than Kanye West, but it seems like a common theme. Maybe if I did become rich and famous, I would become a big narcissist. But
do
I was just wondering.
So? Do you think you would?
Could,
is it in your personality?
I don't think so. I'm really nice to people, and
okay.
I like to spread love and be kind and give homeless people money when I have it.
Well, you sound like a good person, Anthony.
Well, thanks, Doc. But I just kind of want to know if you could explain to me why why he's such an ass, but why there's so many celebrities are such asses. Mm-hmm. Why can't they be happy with what they have and spread it?
Well, like I said earlier at the beginning of the show, I was talking about narcissistic personalities and how sometimes we have it before we become celebrities. And I also talked about how Dr. Drew Pinsky did this whole report. And then, of course, he wrote the book on this very subject, which is great reads. And the thing is that sometimes we have it within us, and there's all these other little factors, I think, that contribute to why people like Conway West can be narcissists, and as you called him, an asshole to other people. And so maybe you have it in your family, maybe you've inherited it. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. So is it almost like a disease?
We define it in the DSM, which is the psychiatric, medical book, as a personality disorder. Narcissistic personality disorder, we can say, is a disorder, possibly a disease, where these are traits that are shown that I talked about a little bit earlier. The people with that disease expect constant attention, admiration, positive reinforcement, arrogance. They have a sense of entitlement. They can do about anything they want to do, and they take advantage of others. And the biggie, is their lack of being empathizing with other people, or the feelings of other people, or the desires of other people. There's just something missing where they can't say, "Whoa, I feel so sad for that person. They're empty." Or, "Look at that poor person. Look at that. Oh my God, my family member's hurting, and I want to," you know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a huge component which is in that. So yes, it's a disease, disorder, and it's a chemical thing, and you can inherit it sometimes if you see it in parents or grandparents or aunts or uncles. There can be other family members who may display these characteristics, so it is a bit inheritable.
So do you think that maybe Kanye's dad was a narcissist?
I have no idea about his background.
Or do you think he didn't have a dad?
Well, and okay, now that's a good point, because that brings me to the next thing I'm going to say about, there's nature and nurture. Nature is your DNA. Nurture is the environment you're in. So if you grow up in an environment of abuse, abandonment, horrific trauma, you learn as a little child that you are worthless, you're nothing. You are interpreting that you are not deserving. So,
wow. Doc, you are so good.
Well, thank you. This is what I see. Thank you so much.
You are so good, Doc. Oh, this is why you are good.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. But no, this is a lot of the literature. I didn't just make this up. So, well, thank you for your acknowledgement.
No, it's so true. I wanted to ask you is, so being rich and famous and getting any girl you want, or any, if you're a female celebrity, any guy you want, or anything like that, I guess I do too, have this image in my head that is winning. If you have all those things, then everything else, nothing else matters. Then you're happy, you have money, you don't need to worry about your bank account, people love you, you're famous, but I guess it goes, what you're telling me is much deeper than that.
Much deeper.
You could be the wealthiest man, you could have all the women in the world, but if you still haven't come to terms with, I guess, maybe that inner child or whatever it is that creates that narcissism, that really isn't all that matters.
Some of the wealthiest patients I have worked with, we're talking about mega.
Yeah.
I've worked in hospitals, clinics, private practice.
Wow.
Are some of the most damaged people, because not of money, necessarily, because they weren't psychologically prepared emotionally. And here all of a sudden, like celebrities, they're admired, they're hounded. And what the crux is also is that a lot of these people can't figure out if these people are really, really loving them or if they're just trying to use them. So it makes you crazy. Doesn't that make you crazy? Wouldn't that make you crazy? You've got to determine. And, you know, exactly where you're at and be grounded before you get there. Because when you're there, everybody wants you, baby. Everybody wants a piece of you.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the Drake song? You're familiar with Drake, so you like Kanye.
Oh, right. Kanye. Yeah, of course.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Right? Right? Okay. Okay, what are the lyrics? You know those lyrics, right? Do you know those lyrics?
Started from the bottom. Yeah, I'm blanking. I'm
okay.
A little nervous.
I haven't been
on the radio. But I don't want to.
Okay, and this is exactly.
There's people listening. I don't want to sing. No.
Come on, you can sing. It's great.
No,
love to have you sing,
Doc,
Anthony.
Don't put me on the spot.
Okay. And the point of that lyric is, and the rest of the song started from the bottom. Now we're here. He's saying he had all of his friends are still his friends from childhood. He describes situations in his childhood. He describes when he screwed up. His uncle loaned him the car keys to his car, and the car disappeared. I mean, all the bad things he did. He describes situations with his mom and how he was a bad kid and all these things he went through. But his friends from childhood are still his best friends because he can trust them. They know all their dirt. They know all their families. They know all of what's going on. So basically, that's why I like the song. I mean, it's kind of a, you know, if you're into kind of the rap hip hop thing. But I like it because of the meaning. And what he's saying is that I have it together enough to trust that these people are for real. They will always be in my life. They were in my life before I was so famous.
Right. Oh, I see.
So when I see him drive up to in my shopping center where I live, in his, I think he's got like a white Bentley or something with his bodyguards.
You've seen him walk in the shopping center?
Yeah. With his bodyguards, I go, whoa! I hope that song that you're singing is for real. Because, I mean, he does need bodyguards. So I didn't mean to get off on Drake. But my point is that you got to be able to trust people and have yourself grounded mentally and be okay with who you are and therefore know who to trust. And that's the difficult part when you become a celebrity.
I see. Also, I don't know if this applies, but I do know that in one of, like, his lyrics, which kind of is, it's very narcissistic.
Yeah.
And he goes, like, I'm too strung out on confidence, overdose on compliments, started not to give a, you know, it's all very ego related and very narcissistic.
Right. But at least he's admitting it. He's admitting
That's true. That's true, but I guess okay.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying.
No, you're absolutely right. I just wish that maybe they would be a little bit more humble with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh yeah. But how can you be humble when everybody's hitting you up? And so much of it is about money. Everybody wants a piece of you. Everybody wants a piece of me.
And he says, he's like, Drizzy's going to pay it and everything.
Uh-huh.
He always talks about how he has all the money and he's going to pay for everyone. And,
yeah.
Well, that's cool. No, that's good, though.
Right. Nice. But, you know, and again, I'm not defending Kanye West because I don't particularly... I'm not vibing with his personality, and I think he does have a lot of narcissism. I think he's got a lot of problems, but the problem is he's a superstar, and he got to work on his impulse control with paparazzi. He's going to be hit up all the time.
Right.
But, you know, to pop this videographer, Danny Ramos, to pop him, knock him cold back on his back in his camera.
Wow.
I mean, you can watch the video. The dude is facing two charges for criminal battery and attempted grand theft. I mean,
oh,
what?
Wow.
Well, he's got an attempted grand theft thing going on. But anyway,
Kanye West tried to steal a car?
I don't know exactly what it is, but he's got two charges going on right now.
Okay.
But you know, when a battery
you
is, you know, anyway, so talking about impulse control, if you're going to be a celebrity who's hurting, who has narcissism, who is hounded by you got to learn impulse control. I know everybody has their breaking point. Everybody has their breaking point. It's get out of my face, asshole. I mean, those paparazzis are intense. So you've got to have your stuff intact if you're going to be expected to be hit up every time you go out in public. Or wear a disguise. Wear a disguise, for God's sake.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, why
seriously.
Don't... A lot of people wear disguises, I do know that. But anyway.
Doc, I have a quick question for you. Just because I'm on the line with you, I've been listening to your show for years and years, and I've always wanted to... This is such a pleasure. I just have one last question for you while I have you on the line. How do you think... being a young superstar, Justin Bieber is going to... How do you think his ego will be by the time he's like 30 years old? Do you think he's going to be kind of screwed up because he had such a fast childhood, or do you think he's going to have his shit together because he... But he also, if you've seen the news and stuff, mm-hmm. I guess he like, you know, does things with paparazzi too,
mm-hmm.
and like just races on the freeway, like from his...
Oh yeah.
I read that like he like was like, you know, tried to like get away from a cop or something. I don't know. But what do you think? Do you think he's gonna have his stuff together, or do you think he's gonna be kind of...
That's a great question, Anthony. Thanks for asking that. I think he, you know, became famous so young. YouTube star grabbed him. Became famous so quickly, so young, so wealthy.
And he is super narcissistic.
Well, I you know, I mean...
From what I've seen.
And whatever. He's just way too young to determine that yet, and I really hope he will, what you said, by the time he's 30, I really hope he has his stuff together and intact and gets used to, you know, being a celebrity, which is getting used to being hounded, used... there's no privacy. You've got to be selective in who you surround yourself with. He has a good support group, I understand, family-wise. And if he has some nice friends and loving people around him, you know, hopefully he'll do okay. But it's just natural for someone who's so young, who became so famous so quickly, you know, to be confused by it all. Like I said briefly at the beginning of the show, sometimes I think our conscious mind doesn't know how to catch up with our subconscious beliefs. Mm. Consciously, you're living every day and you're getting hit up with adulation. You can't even walk out of the men's room somewhere without a camera in your face or fans screaming, girls throwing themselves at you, pulling up your bank account and seeing you can go anywhere and do anything you want in the world. And then your subconscious mind says, yes, but I'm a little insecure boy who's really short and skinny, and I know that myself, and somebody didn't love me growing up, and I was teased in school, and I was... You may have all that going on inside. So both of these things collide, and boom.
Wow.
So that's what I have seen. But no, I hope that Justin, he's a genius. He's a musical genius. The kid's great. He's sold himself out to commercial music and all, but God bless him.
Yeah.
I hope he does well. He's a really talented guy. So I hope he does well and grows up to be healthy and goes on to, you know,
absolutely,
just creating happiness for people in his music and does healthy things.
That's
listen,
what it's
Anthony,
about.
We got a hard break coming up here, and thank you so much for calling in. I loved your input, and I loved
your
questions.
Doc. Wow.
Really good
thank
stuff.
Thank you so much for having me. I feel honored, really. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Michelle.
Thank you for calling in, Anthony. You have a great day. Take care now.
You're the best.
Thanks.
Thank you, Dr. Michelle. You have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
That was a great call. And I love hearing from people who are into the subject. You know, like, you know, a lot of the celebrity information and you know, on to finding out about what's going on with folks like Kanye West and Britney Spears and all that. So thanks, everybody, for listening. It's about that time. I've got to go. CBS News is coming up next. Thank you for joining me. This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, your Straight Talk Doc. And you can stay on the couch if you like. More great shows coming up here at LA Talk Radio. Coming up soon, I'm going to be able to conduct a pre-recorded interview with Jim Carrey about his latest children's book. Yeah. Jim Carrey wrote a children's book? It's pretty cool, too. Have a wonderful day, and as I always say, do take care of yourself first, because then you'll be great for others. And that's the way it works, folks. Take care. Bye-bye.